Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Greg Hiley. Father Greg directs the Doctor of Ministry in Preaching at Aquinas Institute of Theology in St. Louis, Missouri. His preaching today is entitled Dakota 38.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 10. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of those who will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues. And you will be led before governors and kings for my sake as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and leave them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved." The most helpful book I read this year was social ethicist Maureen O'Connell's Undoing the Knots, Five Generations of American Catholic Anti-Blackness. She goes back through five generations of her Philadelphia Irish Catholic family to sort out the church's complicity and her family's participation in the social construction of whiteness and anti-blackness in Philadelphia. Her meticulous research is an act of reparation. She invites each of us white-bodied settlers in America to do the same, to undo the history of what we think we know about our home states and hometowns. She asks us to unlearn and relearn our origin stories in a spirit of much needed reconciliation of our past. Well, my hometown in southern Minnesota boasts proudly of its German heritage. It first began as a real estate scheme by Chicago businessmen drawn to the cheap land of what they considered to be the unpopulated plains. But we Midwest beneficiaries of European settlers must now honestly admit that our homes stand on a legacy of land theft, broken treaties, and the removal and genocide of the native people of these lands. The 16 million native tribespeople of 200 years ago are 250,000 native people today. Allow me to remember the story of 38 Dakota warriors who were hung in the largest mass execution in American history 160 years ago on this day, December 26, 1862, in Mankato, 20 miles from my hometown in southern Minnesota. The 38 warriors who went to the gallows on December 26, 1862, had risen up to defend their way of life so that they might provide for their families. The first peoples of my American homeland were also its first martyrs. And I honor their memory each year on this feast of St. Stephen, the first Christian martyr. Allow me also to recommend the movie on YouTube called Dakota 38. The film tells the story of an annual 16-day, 330-mile pilgrimage on horseback by descendants of the Dakota 38. They ride from Lower Brule, South Dakota, and stop to rest at farms, community centers, and churches along the way. On December 26, they arrive at the gallows site in Mankato, Minnesota, to commemorate the martyrdom of their ancestors. The Dakota elder and Vietnam War veteran who began this annual pilgrimage describes his people's suffering as a deeply embedded genetic depression and post-traumatic distress. For the Native tribespeople on pilgrimage and the white settlers who host them along their way, the shared burden is first to apologize, then to forgive. There are no heroes here, only Native and settler Americans undoing the knots of the past and paying their lives forward in messy reconciliation. Here are the names of the 38 Dakota warriors who died this day in 1862. Forbids his dwelling, his people, Red Otter, walks clothed in an owl's tail, Iron Blower, Scarlet Leaf, Wahina, Tinkling Water, Rattling Runner, The Singer, White Dog, Second Son, Walks with His Grandfather, Scarlet Face, Broken to Pieces, Third Son, Cut Nose, Henry Milord, First Son, Baptiste Campbell, Windmake, Tip of the Horn, Hippolyta Auge, Does Not Flee, Great Spirit, Stands Clothed with His Grandfather, Stands Upon Earth, Walks Prepared to Shoot, Wind Comes Back, Little White Man, To Grow Upon, Voice Heard in Returning, The Parent Hawk, To Make a Rattling Noise, Near the Woods, The Coming People, He Comes for Me, and Little Thunder.